Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking today with Miss Renee Craig from Upperman High School. Theater, drama, which one do you...
Well, theater, drama, yearbook, English, a lot of different things.
Okay, so a long list of things.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So I'll go with theater teacher.
Yes, let's talk about theater. That's my favorite. So.
Theater sounds fancier. So you're at Upperman High School.
I am.
Okay,
yes.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I have been teaching in the Putnam County Schools for about 17 years.
Okay.
Total for 22 years in a couple other places. I enjoy what I do very much at Upperman. We've got a great new principal this year who's been fantastic, really supports the arts, so we really like him. Shout out to Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Really like
and
him.
I have
yes.
talked to him.
He's fantastic. Yes.
I gave him a hard time because he was my student.
He's awesome. I have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and an EDS in education. So
okay.
I feel like I've done a little bit.
Are those, some of those from tech? Any?
The last one
okay.
is, yes.
I figured one was.
You knew
least.
One had to be,
yes.
right? Yes, of course.
Yeah. So were you always going to be a teacher?
I was not.
Okay.
I was not at all. I had, when I had my children, I decided that I wanted to do something that fit their schedule pretty well. So mm-hmm. I got a job as a teaching assistant in special education in the Putnam County Schools. And I did that for a few years. And at that time, it was Dr. Karen Earhart was over SPED. She called me in her office one day. And after I got over being scared, she told me that she thinks assistants make the best teachers. You should look at going back to school. So I did. And here I am.
Yeah. So, yeah. Many years later.
Many years later. Yes. Yeah. It was the best decision I ever made. It's fantastic.
So that was almost a non-traditional
Absolutely.
Path.
I was
like, I'm 18. I'm going to be a teacher. Here
no,
I come.
No. Right out of college, I thought I wanted to be a nurse. And then I realized that you have to deal with blood a lot.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to do that. I didn't do the traditional. I was much older. My kids were, on up there before I decided to go back to school. But still the best decision ever.
Yeah, for sure. Now, and I imagine there's occasional blood in the theater, so you probably didn't get away from it completely.
Yeah, at least in that it's fake, so it's not the real stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, so my next question to everybody, once I get them in here, and it's my show, so I get to make up the questions. Favorite teacher growing up? It tells me so much about people.
It probably does. Believe it or not, it was my drama teacher.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mrs. White at Ridgeway High School in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was kind of shy in school and didn't really have a place that I fit in. And I signed up for a drama class, didn't know what to do, and took it, and that was it. I loved it from the moment I started. Kind of did more backstage, then I kind of came to the front of the stage, and I absolutely loved it. It's the best. You see such transformation in people in theater, so she's definitely my best.
Was the best. That's exciting. And now, are there things that you remember from her that you do today that like have carried over, like a teaching style?
I think sometimes. She was one of these that was kind of a rule follower, which I think that's kind of where I am. But theater, we get so many amazing kids that are in theater that need a place that they can just shine and rock it out. And I think that I learned that from her more than anything else. She said, you're going to get the widest range of students out of anything, sports, everything included. And we do. And that's what makes it so wonderful. We have such great students that maybe it's their first time to be there. Maybe they're technical. Maybe they love to paint, whatever it is. And it just makes it so much fun.
Yeah. And it's such a great outlet.
Because
I feel like, and Upperman is a little smaller than Cookeville High School, but in any school, you've got to find your group, your clan,
and
if you're going to succeed and really, kind of lean into that area to be successful.
Especially when you come in as a freshman, you want to find a place that you fit.
Mm-hmm.
And theater is just one place that if you can't find a place, you will find a home there. We always start out at the beginning of the year telling them, especially when we have auditions for a show, that the auditorium is kind of a little sacred place. It's our place, and we want everybody to feel like they can be themselves there and be who they truly are, and that makes it really special.
Mm-hmm. Now, my high school theater teacher, I loved her. She was also our English teacher. I signed up as a freshman only because I knew that there would be extended periods of getting out of class.
Oh yeah.
and I signed up for that reason, but then I got hooked.
I'm
a basketball player. I'm, you know, I was kind of a sports guy, but I have no problem talking in front of people. And so then I figured out, well, this is fun. You know, we build the set, we learn the lines, mm-hmm. we get to put on a show. And so I started probably for the wrong reasons. But I stuck it out and was in it 4 years.
Well, and look what
because
you learned.
I loved it.
Yeah, and you learned so much in theater that helps you further in life. And I think that's one thing a lot of people get into it not realizing it, especially the people that take a drama class for the first time. They're like, what do you mean? I have to get up on stage? But it's going to help you so much with whatever you do later in life. So mm-hmm. it's a great thing to be involved in.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. So family members. So I know that we were talking before we came on. Yeah. Typically, when people are here, they have family members. It's very rarely. I don't know that anyone has said, "Oh, no one in my family was a teacher." So I know you have some family members
with
education in your
yes.
family.
Well, my husband, of course, works at Tennessee Tech, and he is over secondary ed majors. He's their advisor, and he teaches a couple of Foundations of Education classes. Mm-hmm. I think that said that right. Mm-hmm. I have twin boys, Josh and Jeremy Craig. Josh is currently at Avery Trace Middle School teaching science, and I have his brother is at Cookeville High School, and he teaches special ed at Cookeville High School. And then I also have a daughter that has said, education, not for me. I'm going to be a counselor. So she's working on her master's in counseling right now. So.
Yeah. And then some additional family members.
Yes. I have a brother-in-law, Ken Craig, in Sparta. He teaches math at the White County High School down there. And I have a sister-in-law, Lisa Craig, who teaches in DeKalb County. She's their librarian. So we have a lot of people in our family.
In all different subject areas.
Yes.
And all sorts.
Wide range for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, It makes for an entertaining time when you get together at Thanksgiving because you can all talk education,
you know, and
or not.
Being a teacher is, you know, it's so different because it's not just, you know, that 8-to-3 job like everybody thinks it is. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stuff that we do outside. So it's great talking to people that understand what you're going through and understand, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that come along with education. So mm-hmm. It's great having family members you can talk to.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking. We had an event on campus today. We had some teachers there, and we were mm-hmm. talking about the pros and cons
sure.
of teaching. You know,
sure.
those rewards, those
yes.
difficulties.
Yes.
I mean, by far is a difficult mm-hmm. job, but then it's so rewarding.
It really is.
That you don't get that in all professions,
right?
You know, and obviously with your whole family mm-hmm. following that,
yes.
you know, you can see they can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in theater, I have a lot of kids that start when they're freshmen and they stay with it their whole 4 years. So this year I have 13 seniors leaving me, and I've had them for 4 years. And it's just, it's heartbreaking, but it's also beautiful at the same time, knowing that they're going to go on and some of them are going to continue on in theater. And you can have the worst days, and we do sometimes, but I tell you what, the rewards are worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Well, you mentioned one of the things you mentioned were those students coming in. How do you manage that? Because, again, putting myself, going back to my drama theater student days, I knew nothing as a freshman. But I know there were seniors who had been in it for years.
Sure.
How do you manage that when you get that
mixed group? Yeah, it's a lot. Luckily, the one thing about a theater group, because they are like a big family, you see the ones that have been there a lot longer helping out the ones that are brand new. So that's great. You have to do a lot of planning, and you live by calendar, especially when you go ahead and cast for that play and you have to decide, okay, this person needs to be here this day, this person needs to be here that day. And then you're also working with all the technical stuff at the same time, so you've got to really manage your classroom time very well. With our theater classes, we do a lot of stuff that has to do with the show that we put on. So a lot of those kids get a lot of really good experience. Even if they're not involved in the show, they learn a lot about it during the class. But classroom management is very, very important because you have to acknowledge you have the beginners, but you have the ones that have done it for a while, so you have to make it interesting for them as well. So there's a lot involved with it for sure.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes.
Certainly. Yeah.
Especially when you do a musical. Musicals are Oh, there's so many more moving parts in a musical because it's not just the acting, but it's the singing and dancing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention a family member who I just can't believe I forgot her, but Caitlin Craig is my daughter-in-law who teaches chorus at Cookeville High School with Mr. Schott. She is my music director for my shows when I have shows.
Okay.
So, and then Jeremy also runs lights for the shows at Cookeville High School, and Josh runs sound for so many different groups all over the city. So it's kind of like a family affair. And then Chuck, my husband, gets to help build all the sets, and he does a great job. So it's kind of been a family affair for theater with me for a lot. My children, Rebecca, Josh, and Jeremy, all grew up in Cookeville Children's Theater here,
mm-hmm.
which is the local theater for children, which was a fantastic experience with Jennifer Welch, the director for there. And they learned so much growing up. I learned so much helping out. And so it's kind of flowed in that we've just kept it going. So
yeah, and it's so much fun to have, and especially so when you're talking spouses of teachers. So my wife was a teacher also. You never know what you're going to be doing on a Friday night at the school.
Yes.
Working the events, building stages. You know, I remember STEM nights where I was running the Lego station, or all those things.
There's stuff going on a lot, especially during showtime and when we get closer. And thankfully, I have a husband that knows how to cook for himself because he's home alone a lot.
Yeah,
but theater is just a big part of all of our lives, and it's great that we all have those same interests.
Yeah, and the chorus, I know you mentioned the chorus, but the musicals, I know that kind of carries over.
It sure does.
And so you kind of support each other.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that the chorus teacher at
Emily
Upperman,
Phillips, she does a great job with the chorus program there, and our band director, John Oliver, and all of us in the arts just work really well together to help, you know, put on these concerts and these shows together. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the coordination, I can't wrap my head around pulling all those components together pulling it off.
Yeah, we have to get together at the beginning of the year and say, okay, this date we're having this concert, and this date we're having this show, and this date we're having this concert. So, you know, you have to really work together with everybody.
Yeah, to make it work. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back and talk a little bit more about your program.
Sounds great.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking with Miss Renee Craig, theater teacher. I like the way that sounds better than drama.
Okay, let's do that.
Theater teacher from Upperman High School. So we were just talking about the collaborations and working together. So I can't imagine pulling in how you work backwards. So you pick the date when you're going to start that production, and you work backwards, and you're like, oh, hey, chorus teacher, you know, hey, lighting people, this is where we're going to work from.
Yeah.
I mean, do you just start with a let's get coffee and let's sit down and try to sort this out?
Well, the first thing you do is you pick your show. That's where you start. You figure out what show you're going to do. And sometimes that's hard, but I'm trying to do a little bit of everything at Upperman so they, when they go off to college, they have a good experience with lots of different things. So we do plays and musicals, and we're trying to do it on an every other year. So we did Sound of Music this past year, so next year we are going to be doing Little Women, the play in the fall, and The Outsiders, the play in the spring, two great novels and great shows. But you have to pick shows that you know that you can cast well. And so you have to think about what you have first. You always have new people that show up every year, which is what your goal is. But when you pick a show, you better make sure it's something that you're pretty sure that you can do with what you have. What you have. So you look at the numbers and that. Caitlin Craig, who is my music director, she is great. When we have auditions, she knows the voices really well. Can we get this voice here? Is this soprano going to work here? Is this tenor going to work here?
So then we pull in with so you've got the chorus teacher working in. So then you could have a choreographer also.
Yes, we have a great choreographer. Her name is Rita Julian, and she's been with me for several years and does an amazing job with these kids. These kids, a lot of them have never once danced one single step in their lives, and she is able to work with these kids, and they can pull off some beautiful, beautiful dances when she gets done with them. And it's just, that's one of their favorite parts of musical probably is the dancing. And this year we are very excited because we are involved in the Spotlight Awards out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And we're one of the schools that's in that this year, and they announced the nominations for Best Of a few weeks ago, and two of our dancers have been nominated for Best Dance this year, so we're very excited about that. So,
oh, gosh. And so it's enough. It would be enough to sing,
yes,
in front of it, yes, you know, in front of, yes, a crowd. But then to also add,
imagine,
the dancing,
singing and dancing at the same time,
and memorizing your lines, yes, and keeping all those things, yes, straight. And the, I mean, it's pretty amazing that it they is. That they can balance all
and
of
they
that.
Can, and especially when you think that you have so many students that have never ever danced. A lot of them have never even sung before. But you know, most people have done that, but many have never danced before. And what Rita can do with these kids is simply amazing. I'm always amazed.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and that makes me even more nervous because of the layers,
yes,
of complications and all, yeah, the things that have to come together.
There's a lot you have to think
to do
about.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. So you mentioned choosing your plays and, mm-hmm, and your musicals.
Yes.
Do you let the students have input, or you just say this is what we're doing and run with it?
How's that pan out? Giving me their opinions of what they would like to do, and there's some things that, of course, a lot of high school students would love to do that we just don't have the ability to do, for either the cost would be too much, mm-hmm, or we some of the shows might be real guy heavy, and you know, mm-hmm, you usually don't, mm-hmm, have as many guys, mm-hmm, coming. So sometimes you just have to say, nah, that's not really going to work. But I always like to have their input. I think that helps so much. But a lot of times shows that we've picked, the students at first are like, I don't know if I'm going to like that show. But it is amazing. Whatever show we've ever done, they have just gotten on board and loved it, and it's always been great. It was amazing when we announced Sound of Music, being the age that I am. I was surprised at the amount of people that had never even heard of the Sound of
Music.
That
was going to be one of my questions.
Yes, they had no idea. Now, their, let's say, grandparents knew it and were,
yes,
real familiar. But it gave us a really great opportunity to talk about the history behind it and things like that. But yet again, they embraced it and did such a great job.
Yeah, I'm sure the audience was knew every word.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the performers knew all the words by the time you got there.
Yeah, we had when we got to the part about singing Edelweiss with Captain Von Trapp, it was amazing how many people in the audience members sang right along with it.
Right along.
Because that's what they did in the movies. So.
Yeah, that's fun. Now, have you seen, because so my daughter was in one of the middle schools, did the middle school play.
Yeah.
Do you see a difference in those that have been doing that all the way through middle school? Did they just pop in ready and it's like, I know you're a freshman, but I'm putting you in charge of this?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that. This year was the first year that I actually opened auditions to the middle school. And
okay.
So Upperman Middle School got to come over and audition. And some of those kids have grown up in theater, but some of them had not. And you can tell sometimes there's a difference because maybe their knowledge is a little more of what some of the stage terms and things like that. But I tell you what, those young kids, they pick up so fast. And I actually made the decision after doing that this year that I would always try to choose a musical that I can open it up to the middle school.
Mm.
Because then they're just getting that much more experience. So by the time they come over to the high school, then maybe I have more people interested and ready to jump on board.
Yeah, to keep it moving.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah,
and I know that's important. I know it's important to have that,
yes,
inflow. So I imagine
you want more people every year. Grow the program.
Always. So beyond that, so I know that with the technology, from the technology side, I know that it has changed. Mm-hmm. You've been at it quite a few years, but
yes,
even if you had said I started 3 years ago,
yeah,
I know that the technology,
yes,
would have changed dramatically just in the past few years.
Just
what does,
like,
that look like for you all?
Just like a cell phone changes just about every other year. It's the same thing with the technology that we use in theater. This year, we have started to change our light system over. Of course, our light system was put in the school when it was built over 20 years ago. And now everything's gone from that type of lighting to LED lighting. And mm-hmm, LED is much brighter. The colors are much bigger. So this year, we added 6 new LED lights, which was just huge for us. And having gone to just kind of having muddled colors on the stage to these bright reds and these bright blues has just been amazing. And with having new LED lights, you have to get a new light board because the old one does not run it. And then you have to have people that know how to run those boards. So there's so many different, like you said earlier, moving parts that come with it. And if you're trying to keep up with it, then you're going to have to move at a very fast pace to keep up with it.
Yeah. And do you typically find those kids that, mm-hmm, that are really into that?
Yes.
And just,
yes,
say, learn this.
Yes. You can find kids that are interested. And we also get a lot of help from Tennessee Tech. We get students that are in the drama program at Tennessee Tech. That's what I love about Cookeville. It seems like there's so many different areas of theater. You know, you have CPAC, you have Cookeville Theater Company, you have all the high schools, you have the middle schools, you have Tennessee Tech. And the more we get together and help each other, it's just such a great thing to see that happen. And to see those students from Tech come over and work the light and sound and teach those kids how to do it is just the, it's just so rewarding to see that.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever take them on field trips? You ever take your classes to see? Yes. I figured that you did.
Yes. We actually got to go down to Smith County. There is a teacher in Smith County, J.R. Smith, that runs the theater program down there. They were doing Sound of Music as well this year. So we got to go down there and see their program and spend the day with them. And then we got to do question and answer with them afterwards, which was just amazing because – you know, everybody looks at every play, every director looks at it differently. So he had a different vision than I had, and his vision was just as amazing as mine, but it was just different. So it's great, I think, for kids to see different theater and be involved in that. And as I mentioned earlier, we're involved in the Spotlight Awards, which is almost, you could say, a junior version of the Tonys, because whoever wins for Best Vocalist, Male and Female, at the Spotlight Awards every year goes to the Jimmy Awards in New York, which is the precursor to the Tonys. So it's a great thing to be involved in.
All right. So we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And then
great.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the other parts of your program. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Jeremy Wendt, talking to Renee Craig, Miss Craig, theater teacher from Upperman High School. So we chatted a little bit about your programs. So, again, so many moving parts. It just kind of boggles my mind. And I know that there are lots of expenses.
Yes.
So many things. Mm. So I know that you probably have wish lists upon wish lists. I'm sure that you have paid personally for some things that you just had to have, that little piece of software that just made it magical, the costumes. How do you balance all of that?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts. We are very fortunate, like I said earlier, in Cookeville, because we have so many different theater groups that help each other. So it's not unusual for me to call over to CPAC, speak with Matt Wilson over at CPAC. Hey, I might need a few mics here. You got those for me? Or calling Cookeville High School. Hey, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? We worked so well together, so that helps a lot. We're also fortunate here in Cookeville, Tennessee, to have an amazing costume shop. Spotlight Costumes is fantastic. They're local. They ship all over the country, but we're so fortunate to have something like that here, which I can go to them and tell them what my vision is. They can pull things and do such a great job. Amy and Anthony over there are just, we couldn't do a show without them. So that helps us so much. But yes, everything's very expensive. We have to look for sponsors just like anybody else does. And you know, with the climate the way it is right now, you know, education is just coming up with the funds is hard, whether you're a sport or theater or a club or anything. So
It's so competitive for those funds.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had to go and make a pitch to the school board or your principal go for you and say, listen, if we just had this $15,000, we could do this great thing?
I have not had to do that yet, luckily. Most of the things that I've needed, I'm able to do. Our program is, you know, successful with ticket sales, so we immediately, whatever money we make, we put right back into the program. So we've been fortunate enough over the years to make, you know, well on ticket sales, and all of that goes right back into the program. So we're very fortunate with that. And as I stated earlier, Justin Campbell is our principal, and he supports the arts 1,000%, which is great. And if I need anything, I go and I ask, and he will do whatever he can to help us get that. So we're really fortunate to have such a supportive admin team at Upperman.
Yeah. Do you do fundraisers?
Let's
have a car wash to raise money.
Well, we do different kind of fundraisers throughout the year, whether it's selling T-shirts or concessions at a show or things like that. So you find ways. Our biggest way, though, we found is sponsorship. You know, we have a great program that we put out every year that's, you know, 8 to 10 pages, and sponsors love being able to put their advertising in those programs for the shows because it's, you know, it's a wide audience they're getting. So it's been great to have so many sponsors over the year that have helped us with our cost.
Mm-hmm. Have there been local businesses, because again, this is just a lack of my knowledge, who specialize in lighting, and you can go to them and say, listen, we really need these things. Can you help us get it at a discount? I mean, I know because there's so many things.
Sure,
see, I would have
sure.
No, I would have no shame in asking.
I have no shame in asking for anything. But usually what you do, you look at what your show is and you look at businesses that maybe have something to do that. For example, if I had to do fencing, we did a show, West Side Story, and I needed chain link fencing. So I reached out to Security Fence, and mm-hmm. sure enough, they came on board and helped us. They came on board this year and helped us again. So it's great that you have businesses you can look at like that. Chuck Johnson's helped us out this year, brought plants okay. for us to use to decorate our set with. So you think of it that way. You think mm-hmm. of, okay, what exactly specifically do I need, and how can I help that? Stovers has helped us with doors and things like that.
Okay.
So you reach out to these people, and you know what? They're so amazing. This town is a great town to be involved in theater with because it seems like everybody wants to help everybody else, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. And it just so supportive, mm-hmm. I think, in general.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, I have children in the school system,
sure.
and it seems like there's always a business.
There is.
Or a,
yes.
or a you know, an individual who is ready to just step up and help.
And we're so grateful to them. You know, I could not have a theater program without the sponsorships and the parents, you know, the mm-hmm. parents that spend their time on Saturdays to come up and help us build these sets and help us find what we need. We couldn't do it without them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it without them.
But if you could wave a magic wand, you know, and get this big grant and get this really fancy thing, or you just had a blank checkbook. What does that look like in your world?
What that looks like in my world is I would have an entirely new light system.
Okay.
Across the board. I would probably spend a lot just on some pieces that you can reuse a lot, like backdrops and things like that. That's probably what I do. Maybe more mics would be great. You know, we have quite a few microphones, but you know, more would be more helpful. So
I imagine those are always
yes,
quitting.
Yes, yes. They don't last very long when you buy the wireless mics that the students wear, but, you know, they're not too bad. And yet again, you can find somebody that might buy you one or two every year. So mm-hmm. if you can just keep getting new ones as the old one goes out, it works well.
You can keep them. And, yeah. and you mentioned having to borrow. So I'm
yes,
sure that sometimes
yeah.
mm-hmm. you're...
Yes, yes. That's the greatest thing of a theater community is helping each other out. It's something that I love to see. I love it when I'm in the back. I usually stay in the back near the sound or light boards. And it just does my heart so well to see all these other directors come in and watch my shows and going to their shows and just supporting each other. That's just the greatest thing.
Yeah. And now you mentioned one of the things that you mentioned was the Cookeville Theater Community, Cookeville Community Theater, right?
Cookeville Theater Company.
I was going to get that right in a minute, but my notes were shorthand. And you're the president of that.
Yes.
So what does that mean for you as a teacher, being able to work with that organization?
Oh, it's wonderful. Cookeville Theater Company is a community organization. It's a nonprofit. And what we want to do is bring theater to the community. We are really big on making sure families of all ages can get involved and do theater. We are planning a huge musical, which I cannot announce yet. But coming up next fall, we'll have some auditions here in the fall for that musical next summer. We did Fiddler on the Roof year before last, which was fantastic. And it's just, yet again, just another great organization that strives to bring theater to the community. Because it's just as important for everybody to do theater, not just the high school kids, but everybody. So mm-hmm. great.
And to pull all those people, because
yes.
it pulls people together
yeah.
from all mm-hmm. these different organizations.
Oh, Cookeville Theater Company brings in, you know, theater directors from other schools, theater people from Crossville and Sparta, and, you know, it reaches out to a large community, so it's awesome.
Yeah. And who all works with you on that board? Are there, I imagine there are other board members.
Yes. Kathleen Gilpatrick actually started Cookeville Theater Company. She is amazing. I have several other people that are on the board with me.
Sure. I mean, there's, again, so many people, I mean,
yes.
you know, with moving, all
yes.
moving parts,
yes.
and that's layered in on top of your teaching,
yes.
the teaching
and
piece.
We do a lot of that stuff, you know, work on that in the summer, which gives me something great to work on in the summer when I'm out of school, so it works out really well.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward, because we've been in education for quite a few years, so looking forward, how do we bring in, and I'm always trying to figure out ways to bring new teachers into
sure.
into teaching, into
yeah.
theater, but obviously with us into any area of teaching that I can
yeah.
I can recruit for. How do you see bringing teachers in? You know, how do you make that pitch to those students that you know love what
right.
they do and can pull them into
Well, I think that's the great thing about what I do. I have so many kids that do that plan on going on. And I think some of them maybe would have never thought about education. They thought about theater and thought about how much they loved it. And then they see, hey, this is a way I can continue to do theater. I can teach theater and bring it to all these people. And I have a lot of my students that were in theater and then went to Tennessee Tech and come back to help me with the shows. And that's been great because it has encouraged them to continue that legacy of theater. And knowing that maybe one day there will be one of my students that comes back and takes over my program is just amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And to see them do that.
Yes.
Because I know that anytime you're in something like theater, you dream of going on to do the big things. And
yes.
But then sometimes you do that for a few years and
then
and
what
it's
do you
like,
do?
Well,
right.
Now what?
Yeah.
You know, maybe I can give back to the community.
Yeah.
And I know that not all schools have theater programs.
No, they do not.
And so that to me would be another piece to bring that person back around.
Right, right.
To teach.
It would just be great if every school could have a theater program, but with money the way it is and budgets the way it is, unfortunately, a lot of times arts are the thing that gets cut, which is so unfortunate because we need theater everywhere. But maybe that's something that we can see as we have more people that are involved in the field and more teachers readily available, that more programs can get started. So that's mm-hmm. the ultimate goal, though, is for every school to have a theater program.
Yeah. And there's so many. The fun thing is there's so many options for that. You know, like I mentioned that my high school teacher, she taught English. You know, and so theater was just a slice
small
of,
part,
of,
yes.
of what she
Same
did.
For me, yes.
Yeah.
It was, and that happens a lot. Unfortunately, I do not teach theater full-time. I only teach that part-time, and I have all the other classes that I have to do along with it. It would be great if we had a situation where we could do that full-time, but it just, you know, that's a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's okay. Being able to teach it part-time and direct those shows, that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, enough. Certainly enough to keep you busy.
Yes,
but you know, giving those students those options, you know, we kind of started out with having all those opportunities to get plugged in mm-hmm. into the right space mm-hmm. for those students.
Yes,
and
yes.
to me, that's one of the keys
yes.
being able to do that.
When you start out at the beginning of the year and you have somebody in your class, and when they find out, oh my gosh, I have to get up on stage. What am I going to do? And they're very nervous. And sometimes that first year, all they want to do is pull me over to the side and do their little monologue just to me. But getting to the senior year and seeing that kid get on stage and do it in front of everybody makes it completely worth it.
Mm-hmm. And to me, you know, fast forward that skill set can also
yes.
transfer over
Absolutely.
To being a teacher.
To everything.
I mean,
Absolutely.
Into everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go back to, you know, we need more teachers. Need more teachers.
Yeah.
But that social interaction,
sure.
that confidence is so huge.
One of my friends that actually, it's funny that you said that, one of my friends that actually has come on board and helping us and helping me assistant direct, Rachel Bateman, is actually a district attorney in Sparta. And she said that being through theater and growing up in theater and CTC with my kids has just made it amazing because it makes her be a better attorney. So.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
It is. Well, I appreciate you coming out and chatting with me
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you.